life.
Exercise whatever option if he decides to employ one of those options.
All right, sounds vague, doesn't it? That's Washington. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to this version of the show. That was the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel. Can we hear that? I want you to hear one more time what he says, and this is relating to Syria and whether or not we are going to invade or aid or do something with Syria. Take a listen.
We are prepared to exercise whatever option if he decides to employ one of those options.
Well, what option would that be? And the biggest option is going into Syria based on what happened in Damascus. And, of course, what happened in Damascus is... was there the use of sarin gas to kill all those people who were wrapped in white cloth, as is the tradition, that were lined up, including lots and lots of kids? So the UN is on site supposedly now, and they're looking into the chemical weapons attack. This has been, you know, almost 4, 5, 6 days later. What are the chances of whatever traces that they'll be able to find? But are we going to see a U.S. military response? And remember, the president was the one who said the use of chemical weapons would be what he called a red line in the sand. The access is too late, I think. There is evidence, and other sources say there's evidence of chemical weapons, but what they're going to find on the ground is, I think, nothing. Because why wouldn't they clean every trace of it up? And naturally that will be done. And as they are combing the chemical weapons experts, the suburban Damascus area, the neighborhood, where the relief group Doctors Without Borders says that really 355 people were killed and 3,600 were injured by the nerve agent last week. If it is confirmed, though, if there's a way to confirm this, it'd be the worst chemical weapons attack since Saddam Hussein gassed 3,000 people in a Kurdish village in Iraq 25 years ago. They're saying there's very little doubt that an attack happened. And they're trying to assess the findings, because that would be the first step to any military action or any expansion of the military and humanitarian assistance, basically. So my guess is, do we ultimately go in? Do we dump a bunch of humanitarian aid? For sure there'll be humanitarian aid. The question is, will there be any troops that go in? Because then that's already what that means is, if we're going in, are we going in and trying to just knock out Assad, or what's happening, or is it a little black op situation? That's where it gets interesting. What is the appropriate U.S. response? This is what I keep reading. There are discussions about the appropriate U.S. response. So I'll ask you, America, what is the appropriate U.S. response? What are the options? Well, they could launch cruise missiles from the warships, and they're there. They could do that. There was a big meeting over the weekend, an emergency meeting. Vice President Biden was there. All the defense players were there, intelligence, diplomatic, you name it. They were there. They were in the war room. They talked about responses, but nothing came out of the meeting. There was nothing concrete that was said to the media anyway about it. There was also discussions with the French president, Francois Hollande, about this whole idea of the suspected gas attack and meeting it with force. So think of Saddam Hussein and the response there. Will there be a price to be paid in Syria? What do you think? What happens in Syria? And some of the footage, some of the stuff is unbelievable. I mean, there's you can see soldiers walking around with chemical masks because they weren't breathing in anything. So, you know, you be the judge. I think by the time, I really think with the inspectors there, they're not, they lost too much critical time and they're not going to be able to find anything there. One of the saddest stories is the story about the family that lost 21 people in the suspected, anyway, chemical attack. We know what it is, right? 21 people in one family. If there were 355, can you believe that? That is awful. And what happened was, and this story now is starting to circulate, Waleed Ghazi Wacht wrote down the names, and then more names, and more names, and more names, and then they realized he's got 21 names on the list. 21 names. And this is a run-down religious, what they're calling religiously conservative town, Zalamaka, which is a few miles east of Syria's capital, Damascus. 12 women, girls, and girls, 12 women and girls, 9 men and boys killed. And then 15 others got sick from the gas, 5 in critical condition. The oldest was 68, the youngest 10, or maybe 11, they say. Ban Ki-moon, who is the UN Secretary General, said over the weekend that the UN experts would inspect the site for sure. As has been called for, they will inspect and you know, get back. But what will they find? More names are cropping up. More names are cropping up. And because the Doctors Without Borders were there, and they're supporting the claims of the neurotoxic symptoms right after it happened midweek last week. You know, and the religious custom demands that the people be buried within a few hours. So there was chaos, there was fear, there was attacks. So they definitely wrapped all the people in white cloth. What should the response be? Because this response is going to come out, I bet the response comes out tomorrow. What is it the U.S. does here? What is the response? What is the appropriate, since they use the word appropriate, what is the appropriate response in this case in reaction to the killing with gas? Gassing people. What is it the United States needs to do? And, you know, I'm the one who I get on the air and I talk about it all the time. What can we afford to do? We are running thin on resources. We are running incredibly thin on resources. How much can we be expected to do? And the answer is everybody looks to the United States. And the answer is the people are looking to the United States to see what the United States is going to do. What is the response? Are people coming in? Are troops coming in to save the people, which there are thousands in some of these camps who are worried that they're next, that they're going to be gassed, that they're going to be eliminated because the rumors have spread about what happened in these towns outside of Damascus. 855-266-5283. If you want to participate, throw in your 2 cents next on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
I know you're out there, America, and you have thoughts on Syria, not to pound it in, but this is it. It's happening now, my friends. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dark 131 says, sounds like an invasion to me, Kate. Jack from Down Under says, the best response is to glass the Middle East and start again. They want U.S. troops on the ground, and as soon as that happens, the streets will be paved with IEDs. He's right on that. If they want to reel in the troops, and let's go for part three. First, we saw it in Iraq. Then the horror show continued in Afghanistan, and let's get them in Syria next. And he's absolutely right. What would happen? That's what would happen. Do we want to go through that again? And the answer is no. I say humanitarian aid would be the smart thing to do. Of course, it's terrible. Dump as much humanitarian aid as you can. You know there's covert guys in there. Can't somebody take out Assad? There's my question. Nobody can take down Assad? I mean, how is that? But short of that, the military and Assad, they're saying, oh, no, it's the rebels. Assad's guys are saying they're full of it. We know, we get it. There's weapons that are just, the weapons are potent enough. They're going through the walls half the time with the people. I mean, they are shooting people on sight, and this is definite. There have been many confirmed reports of that. So it's not a secret. The amount of people who have died, it's just disgraceful. But from the point of view of where we are in the United States and being real about it, what is it that we can do? What is it logically that we, what is it logically, emotionally, everything else that we can do in Syria? And that we can definitely do the deal where we have more humanitarian aid. There's no question about that. I mean, that's easy enough, dumping humanitarian aid. But how big are we going on this? How big do we need to go on Syria? Tell you one thing, when you see the picture of the guys with masks on walking around all the dead bodies, man, is that, it's depressing. It's awful. It's dark. Sick. Twisted. I can think of a lot of adjectives to put there. The president was the one who said chemical weapons would be the red line. Well, now, Mr. President, what did you mean by the red line? Do you have backup for that? The one way to get out of it would be to say they didn't have hard evidence. That there was any, that they know that there's been discussions about that, and it certainly looked like that, but did the UN weapons inspectors, you know, here's what I think. Whatever the weapons inspectors come up with, that's going to determine what the play is. Because if the weapons inspectors come back and say they can't really, you know, they can't really say for sure it looks that way and they're leaning that way, but they can't really say it for sure. And even though there's pressure on the president for a military response, then maybe that gives him the out to dump humanitarian aid and not to worry about any kind of military response. But then meeting with the French, why meet with the French? Because that's what the French are looking for. That's what they want to know, what the U.S. response is going to be, so they can measure what their response is going to be. Not surprisingly, many of you had something to say through the miracle of the Internet, because you sent me emails over the weekend. We are going to a mailbag segment coming up next on America Tonight, so hold your horses if you're waiting for that to happen. If you want to dial the digits because you're wide awake and you're wired and you have a solution, or you think we should definitely do A, B, C, or D, let's hear what your options are, because the Secretary of Defense is being very vague. He said he has some options, and we're looking at said options. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I think every man that just can't help themselves and they're a serial cheater, if they have trouble getting caught, they need to go to Washington and learn the art of spin, because anybody who works in Washington seems to be schooled in it. Even if some are better than others, it's like they give them a handbook. Here's how to be vague but sound okay and sound authoritarian in your position. Use these words, say them loud, say them often, and then get away from the microphones. Because if you strung together half of the mini press conferences, that's what you would get. That's what you would get. Without a doubt. So will the president approve an attack on Syria? I mean, so this is twofold. One, do you think the president is going to approve an attack? And what do you think the appropriate response is? What should we do? You're paying for it. If you're listening to me in Little Rock, Arkansas, oh, you're not immune from this. You're paying for it in some way. You're paying for it in Arcadia, Florida. You're paying for it in Ottumwa, Iowa. You're paying for it in New York City, in Dallas, Texas, all over the great state of Missouri. You get it. You're paying for it. And something else isn't being paid as a result of that. So we don't think there's any doubt that Syria used chemical weapons against their own people in an attack last week. There's just so much evidence that has mounted. What the response will be? What will the president do? He has his options. A punitive strike? Send a message to Assad? Dump more humanitarian aid? What? What is the intervention here? I mean, you know, the way we're going, we should just train troops. We should just train troops in some part of the Middle East and just assume that we're always going to be fighting an endless battle in some confrontational place somewhere in the Middle East. Not to be sarcastic, but that's where we're at. It's the same thing over and over. We know how this movie ends, don't we? Let's go to Carl, driving somewhere in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. What do you think we should do?
Well, we definitely don't want to get ourselves entrenched over there like we've had in the past. The other thing to do is we obviously need to condemn what's taken place. So I say we make that condemn what has happened, and then give them a veiled threat that, you know, we're going to have drones in place, we're going to have black ops in place over there, so that when instances show up, you know, we're ready and prepared. I mean, President Obama, his history is showing he's not afraid to use drones in his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have those in place so that they're kind of looking over their shoulders.
Yeah, I said black ops, too. That's what I think, because we have great black ops teams. We know that. Get them in place for sure. And the drones.
Yeah. And give them the power.
Yeah.
Let them get power instead of sitting over there without bullets, so they're not allowed to take action when it's validated that there's things going on. Because you're right when you said that they've had time to clean up. My personal opinion is when Saddam defied the UN for months and months and months and then dragged into years, if there was anything there, they definitely had time to clean that up. You know,
and why wouldn't they do that? Yeah.
Exactly, and it wasn't just the U.S., you know, that was going on that information there. And, you know, the same thing applies here. You know, we've got multiple countries, but the problem is that we have not everybody's on board. You know, there's not buy-in from all the countries on what action to take yet. So that's why we're stymieing, and that's why President Obama has multiple decisions that he can opt for.
Yeah.
I think he's waiting for buy-in from other countries.
Yeah, that's why the conversation with France today. Carl, thanks. Appreciate the call. The drones, I agree with Carl, by the way, on the whole drone thing, too, although he and I may be in the minority there. How many people are opposed to drones? I can't tell you the amount of email and notes I've gotten from people about drones and how they are the worst thing known to man and the collateral damage and everything else. And, of course, this refers back to Yemen and the thing that happened with al-Awlaki and his son. I think that was part of it. There's a few other things that happened in Afghanistan as well. So what do you think? Do you agree with Carl? 855-266-5283. Calls and mail next.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Segment of this hour, another new way. We're bringing back our new way segments, and some of these are going to blow you away. Right now, we are, however, headed to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you, and boy, do we have mail. This one from Art in Illinois. Art says, man, we need to go after Assad with a vengeance. Blow this bee out of the sky. It's ridiculous that he's been allowed to do the things that he's done to his own people. Haven't we seen this before somewhere? Hello, Saddam Hussein. So what gives, Kate? Why isn't there any movement? Well, there's not any movement because I think they're afraid to kind of pull the trigger in D.C. and waiting to see officially what happens with the UN chemical weapons inspectors, but they're not going to find anything. I mean, seriously, needle in the haystack, hello, anyone? You think that they're going to find weapons? They're going to clean the whole thing up. Now, the doctors there, like the Doctors Without Borders, they know, they see the neurological damage. They can attest to that, but you don't have the smoking gun, so to speak, right? But knowing it, there are things that can be done. I said black ops. Why not? We have our best guys in there. Get them in there and start to take people out. Go after Assad. Get Assad. I mean, certainly we know that he's guarded. We know that he's elusive. All those things. But we have the biggest, baddest spooks around that I feel could have a chance to get closer. They just need the high sign to do it. You know, for goodness sake, one of the biggest problems is if we do with this whole thing, this craziness, let's say we're going to do, let's just go insane for a second and say, yeah, boots on the ground, we're going to invade, which I don't think so, but let's just say that. Because now we've moved to drone action and black ops and more specific targeted things than ever before. But just for argument's sake, if we did that, can you imagine? I mean, the reaction to that. And can you imagine what the blowback would be? And it's impossible for us to do that. The amount of money that we have spent in Iraq and Afghanistan alone, staggering, let alone jumping into Syria. So doubtful that happens. There are some politicians suggesting that, and I'm surprised because they have to know there is no way. There is no way that's happening. I would be stunned if that's what we get here, and I don't think so. So, sure, Syria is allowing a United Nations investigation into the chemical weapons attack, alleged, wink, wink, but it's too late. That's the play there. And then do we want to end up in a situation like we saw in Iraq? No, we don't. All right, here's one from Bo. And Bo says, hey, America, tonight, dig the show. Happened to find it by accident. A buddy of mine, I was at his house. He was listening. And we like it. I like it. He likes it. So do a couple of our friends. Cool. Spread the word. So Bo goes on to say, you know, I'm tired of the United States having to police everyone. And then they spit in our face, Kate. What do people want from us? You know, I'm all about Bravo USA, land of the free, and all of that, but I think that we have expended our resources. People whine about the drone, but the drone is modern warfare. We can't afford, and the drones aren't cheap, but we can't afford the loss of life. How many people have lost limbs in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq? There is absolutely no way we go in with any force other than from the skies. Missile them to death. Missile them to death. All right, so that's been suggested. Here's one from Brian. Brian, thumbs up, Syria, thumbs down. The Middle East is a wicked sand pit, as you call it. And we're stuck right in the middle of it. We cannot extract. At this point, can't afford to lose face. And sure, everybody looks to us for help, but that's good old USA. I wonder if our backs were up against the wall, if we would get the help from our friends. Well, remember after 9/11, lots of people offered to help, but there is a point, and I understand what the point is to be made, and really the point is we have to be smart about anything we do in the future and who we get into bed with, because really on the international stage we're not looking so good, but more than looking good. Personally, I don't care about that part. I care about our solvency as a nation, and we cannot afford this. All gets tied back into our whole thing of our deficit and how we got here in the first place. And, you know, for goodness sake, to me, especially in Afghanistan, how many people have we talked to who served, and how many people have we talked to who served in the previous war before that, that told us one of the biggest obstacles is really the rules of engagement. It's like we handcuff our soldiers and tell them to go fight the good fight, but really win over the hearts and minds of the people who, oh, by the way, might be rigged with a bomb. It's a tricky bit of business. It's different kind of warfare for all the people who don't like the idea of the drones. You know, this is what the problem is. How do we fight a fair, well, there is no fair fight. How do we get in and do what we're trying to accomplish when the rules of engagement are so ridiculous? Ridiculous. All right, there were people that actually wrote a few other things, including this one from Macon, who says, Kate, I know you're a huge sports fan. In fact, I've heard you doing sports, and I wondered what you thought of Tiger Woods' performance today on the PGA Tour. Do you think he wins another major? Okay, so the tour stop was Barclays, which is used to be this interesting story. Used to be a giant trash dump in New Jersey, converted into a pretty beautiful golf course. You can see Manhattan, you know, from New Jersey and from this course. So Tiger Woods was in the hunt. He was a stroke behind Adam Scott, who won the Masters. Adam Scott won the Masters. And he, on the final hole, almost hit a 26-foot putt in for tying Adam Scott and would have sent it to a playoff, but he didn't. So he played well, had some back spasm problems, and didn't win the Barclays. But do I think he'll win any more majors? He's won 5 tournaments this season as far as majors like Masters, U.S. Open, PGA, that kind of stuff, British. I'm going to say I do, even though he, you know, some people want to say, oh, he's 38, look at his back. Eh. He's got the winner's mentality. So I think that, I think he'll win a couple more majors. Does he break Jack Nicklaus's record? Anybody knows what that record is? No, I don't know that he does that, but I think he wins a couple of more. I do think he wins a couple more. Okay, this one is from Jet, and Jet says, Kate, I wanted to give you a cheap movie review. You always ask for them. I've never heard you read any of them on the air, but I thought I would take a chance anyway. I have to tell you, Meet the Millers was hilarious. You know, sometimes you need a little comedy. You're the one who says that all the time. I actually went to see that to appease my wife, who's a big fan of Jason Sudeikis. She remembers him from Saturday Night Live, and she likes Jennifer Aniston as well. We came from the Friends era. So we went to see it, and it was rather funny. From beginning to end, it's definitely watchable movie, let's put it that way. There are some predictable plot lines, but it's always like that in comedies anyway, right? So do I win a copy of your book? Tell me. Yes, I will send you a copy of the book. I said if you gave a decent movie review that I would send a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So Meet the Millers is exactly... But I haven't seen it, but it's exactly what he says it is, as far as he didn't give away any plot lines because that was one of my things, but just said it was funny from end to end, and you have 2 big stars in it and some other people, and comedies, you know, comedies are tough. They either hit the mark or they don't. I guess with any movie you could say that, but I think if you make a definite, decent animated film, especially in the summertime, and now some of the kids are already back to school, some are going back to school, but especially in the summertime because the kid factor is so high, grandparents, parents, whatever, that if it's decent, you will get them to go and see it. A little bit different when you're talking about how many movies are out and what's different about your comedy, but I think the animated flicks, they can really rake in the do-re-mi if they hit the mark. Remember at the beginning of the season, though, we had Iron Man, there was Superman, there was some Marvel comic stuff that seemed to do well also. All right, coming up next, No Way on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Marfa, Texas. Ever been to Marfa, Texas? It's really hard to get to, let me tell you. But you can touch the stars. It's an incredible place. I had a chance to go there this past summer. And they have a place called the McDonald Observatory, and it is really cool. It's mind-blowing. You look in the telescope, and one of the astronomers tells you, oh, that's 25,000 light years away, and you're looking at a cluster of stars, a billion stars. Really? You're kidding me. Then you look through another telescope at night, right, in a clear, beautiful night. You look in another telescope, and you're looking at Saturn. You can see the rings. And you look in yet another telescope, and what do you see? The surface of the moon. I swear I could see a footprint. I mean, it was that close. It was wild. It was wild to see it. And the good people at Buns and Roses and Bird and his wife for helping us out in a sticky situation. Yep, that's the kindness of strangers in a small town. Just a town of, I think, over 2,000 people, but very, very cool. They got good food there, too, and that Buns and Roses. I like that traditional breakfast. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Some of you drive-in, stop-in places where you get the good runny eggs the way you want them, and you can dip the toast in it. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? And then they give you the bacon or the sausage. And, of course, you're trying to be healthy, so you get the obligatory fruit. You order fruit if you can find it. And they'll set you up right there. All right, I said that this segment is a cool segment that I'm bringing back because there's just things that blow us away and we can't believe that for some reason they're happening, right? So this segment is called No Way.
What, are you kidding me?
All right, so this is a good one. No Way starts with Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong settled $1.56 million the case with the Sunday Times over the cheating article. Remember, he really went after the Times. The Times kept reporting that he was cheating, that he was blood doping, all that kind of stuff. So he successfully sued the newspaper for libel over a 2004 article that suggested he had cheated, and he won, you know, money. He won $400,000. So now, after everything that's happened, after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced in October that they had overwhelming, that's what they called it, evidence that he had indeed cheated, the Sunday Times said that they found a mutually acceptable resolution. They were going to recover, you know, their legal bid was to recover $1.56 million. So you know that it was a pretty high number. They probably didn't get that number, but somewhere close. Probably return, I bet you return the money and then a little bit more. You know, whatever the interest would be. See, ever since he did that Oprah Winfrey interview, that was it. That was the end. You knew that the walls were crumbling, they were starting to crumble, and people were going to go after him and get money back and or sue him, whichever the case might be, depending on where they were. All right, here's another No Way. For all you Batman fans out there, think of the people who have played Batman. I'm sorry. I mean, I can go back to even George Clooney. There is something about a man in tights, but he has to be the right man in tights. I thought Clooney was okay as Batman. I thought Michael Keaton was okay as Batman. But I thought Christian Bale rocked Batman. He was Batman. He seemed to have, I don't know, I thought he embodied his personality for what it's worth. Now Ben Affleck, they announced, is going to play Batman. They're going to have a sequel to the Superman movie, Man of Steel, and they have a Batman part in it, a big part of it. And he's getting $50 million to play Batman. I don't know. I don't see Ben Affleck as Batman. But I can think of 50 million reasons why he would take the gig. You know, there were other people supposedly up for this, like Josh Brolin. I totally see that. Even Ryan Gosling. I can see Ryan Gosling. But Ben Affleck, I just keep going back to Daredevil. Remember when he was Daredevil? It doesn't match up for me. He doesn't really embody the bat. And I like the Batman series. I've seen all the Batman movies. When I was a kid, one of the shows that we watched was the old Batman. You know what I'm talking about, the Adam West Batman, my brother and I. So I have like a soft spot in my heart for Batman because, I mean, I probably memorized all of the segments they had, all the episodes, because they didn't have that many episodes. But so all you had to do was be a fan of it. You were watching the same episode again and again and again. And today you're watching the same episode again and again and again on TV Land. So Christian Bale, who did the three last Batmans, I don't know, I thought he said he wouldn't star in the fourth. And Christopher Nolan wasn't going to do a fourth movie. So that means, I mean, so that nixed him. He said he didn't want to do it. But the interesting thing is, Nolan is going to have a part in this Superman Batman film. He's one of the executive producers, so he, I would assume maybe he was part of the, let's throw his name out there, Ben Affleck. So we'll see. He's going to have to do a lot to make me believe that. It's funny, too, because Ben Affleck has kind of gotten back on the right track with some of his movies. He's made a couple of really interesting movies that were critically acclaimed, and now he's catapulted himself in this situation where he'll be heavily criticized if he's brutal, if it's another daredevil. I don't see him as that kind of guy. All right, I happened to come across this, I think it was over the weekend, I was reading the Wall Street Journal, and I came across something about an amphibious car. You know, that would be another fantasy of mine, to get in an amphibious car. Wouldn't that be cool? I have been in those ducks, you know, the ducks that are in Philly and Boston, in Wisconsin. It's the World War II. They were jeeps that they made that they could go on land and water, and they made it into a whole duck franchise deal. It's very cool. If you haven't ridden on one, you should do it. It's neat. And I've done it. So I've done it in Boston, Philly, and in Wisconsin, and all three were unique and very, very cool. It was wild to, you know, just get dumped into the Charles River. You're cruising around, you're in the neighborhoods, and then poof, you're in the river. All right, so there is a car. There are 500 amphibious cars in the world. 4,000 were built. That's how many remain. It was a German import sold between 62 and 67. And there are a few people in the United States that have one. In the Wall Street Journal article, there was a guy who was a 54-year-old machinist from New Hampshire who owns one of them. What a unique deal. And he said it's like being in a James Bond car, that it's, you get in the water and it's an amphicar, they call it. Amphicar. And that's it. You're driving along and poof, you can, there you can go into the lake. And he says whenever he does it, he draws a crowd because, of course, people aren't used to seeing that. Now my car will turn into a boat. I think it's very cool. There's twin propellers on it, and that's what happens. And he uses it and cruises along.
What do you think the licensure is on that?
I don't know. What, do they triple it or double it? I would be curious what it is, though. You're right. I love it. I think it's neat. Sometimes I guess he drives down to Florida, and he'll take it out at night, and he'll be out there in his car. I don't know. I would think the alligators might be attracted to the amphicar. I'd be a little concerned about that. You're cruising along. Boaters, I think that would be a funny thing during the day. Boaters do double takes. They come up close and they see the headlights and people are alarmed or amused or whatever. But so there is really a car like that. It's not just those World War II, you know, vehicles. There's more. The amphicar. I really want to go visit this guy and see the amphicar. I want to see what it looks like. It kind of looks like an old fashioned convertible. Sort of a 50s convertible, but they made them in the 60s, as I said. So what do you know? That's a definite no way. If you have a candidate, a story, something for no way, send it to us, americatonight.net.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.